AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The lull before the storm. Blue skies and bright sunshine today over much of the Mid-Atlantic region. But what a difference a day will make. By this time tomorrow, heavy snow is expected to be falling over a wide area. The director of the National Weather Service says all of the ingredients have come together for an historic blizzard, complete with high winds, inland flooding, and even thundersnow.
It is setting up to affect the entire mid-Appalachian region through the mid-Atlantic to New York City, Long Island, and extreme southern New England, with the potential of a very heavy snowfall.
8 to 24 inches could fall, including Washington, D.C. Campaigning in Iowa today, Hillary Clinton said Bernie Sanders' foreign policy credentials are lacking.
Senator Sanders doesn't talk very much about foreign policy, but when he does, it raises concerns because sometimes it can sound like he hasn't really thought it through. For example, he suggested we invite Iranian troops into Syria. That is like asking the arsonist to be the firefighter.
The Obama administration has tightened restrictions on European and other travelers who have visited Iran, Iraq, Syria, or Sudan, but the new rules may not apply to those in certain occupations. A former U.S. Marine recently released from an Iranian prison in a prisoner swap deal landed today in his hometown of Flint, Michigan. A bank president was fatally shot during a robbery today in eastern Oklahoma. One of the two suspects was killed after an ensuing car chase. And Luke Air Force Base officials say the wreckage of an F-16 fighter jet that crashed in northwestern Arizona has been located, but there is no immediate word on the fate of the pilot. This is AP Radio News. Stock prices bounced back a bit today on Wall Street.
The price of oil rose, though it stayed below $30 a barrel, and stock prices recovered some of their losses. The Dow Jones Industrials gained 0.75%, 115 points, a day after losing a little more than twice that. Some energy shares racked up big gains. Coal and natural gas producer Consol Energy rose 18%. The market also got a boost from the European Central Bank's hints that it will consider injecting more stimulus into the continental economy. The Standard & Poor's 500 trading at its lowest level in about 2 years, was up 0.5%. The NASDAQ composite closed basically unchanged. Warren Levinson, New York.
A cow destined for the dinner table ran away and enjoyed a brief taste of freedom in Queens, New York this afternoon before being roped by police and returned to a slaughterhouse. That cow will be killed tomorrow. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.